Subject: to keep or not to keep this child. Dear Steve and Shirley, I am a 28-year-old female currently facing one of the toughest decisions in my life. I've been hanging out, in quotations, with a guy 15 years my senior for the last 2 years. We have really authentic connection as friends, aside from the strong physical attraction. Within the 2 months of meeting, I found out I was pregnant by him. We agreed to terminate the pregnancy as we didn't know each other well enough to accept a lifelong decision. We have our good and bad times like most friendships do, yet we continue to maintain the relationship. Fast forward to today. I've just learned I'm pregnant again. Yes, for the second time. I've consulted with friends who feel that I should keep my pregnancy, but he, the father, is totally against it. He has other children from a previous relationship and does not want to start a family with me. I am very unsure of what I should do. I do want to be a mother one day, but not under these circumstances. Yet I am really afraid of the damage I could be doing to my body if I were to terminate another pregnancy. I admit to my careless and irresponsible ways, but I'm in need of some strong guidance. Should I keep my pregnancy and prepare to be a single mother, or should I terminate the pregnancy and hope God forgives me? I mean, this is a question only you can answer. I do think that you're a young woman who's been completely taken advantage of by an older, much older, more manipulative man. I think your behavior, as you say, was irresponsible. I think it was reckless behavior for you to get pregnant 2 months after knowing someone, and you're saying you terminated the pregnancy because you didn't know him well enough to accept a lifelong decision. You didn't know him well enough to be sleeping with him without protection either. Not once, but twice. I mean, really here. One thing I do know for sure is that if you ask him, God will forgive you. I'm certainly not going to tell you to terminate another pregnancy. I think you want the baby. I think that's why you wrote in. You know, it's a big job, of course, but I think you do want to keep your baby. And I really think that you should keep your baby. That's a decision, again, up to you.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a
I really
been
reading this letter. This is a 28-year-old female. I have daughters your age. I'm going to talk to you from a father's standpoint, but then I'm going to also give you some advice here. Well, I would do that if I was talking to my daughter. First of all, you got to learn a couple of lessons here, and let's start with them. I'm a 28-year-old female currently facing one of the toughest decisions of my life. I have been hanging out, in quotations, with a guy 15 years my senior for the last 2 years. We have really authentic connections as friends, aside from the strong physical attraction. Okay, so right now, let's hear what you're doing. First of all, you're hanging out, and you've been hanging out for 2 years. You don't even call it dating. You're just hanging out for 2 years, and you have an authentic connections as friends, aside from a strong physical attraction. So you already know this ain't nothing. But let me show you what you said. Within 2 months of meeting, I found out I was pregnant by him. We agreed to terminate the pregnancy as we didn't know each other well enough to accept a lifelong decision. Okay, let's pump your brakes. You didn't know each other well enough to make a lifelong decision. After 2 months, I got news for you. You don't know him well enough to even be sleeping with him. You don't know him well enough to be having unprotected sex. See, so that all, we don't know each other well enough to make a lifelong decision, but you're doing lifelong things with somebody you told me you just hanging out with, that y'all just friends. Ladies, come on. You get yourself in these positions with this mentality here, and now all of a sudden now some men got to be dogs. We can't do what you don't let us do to you. Okay, here we go. We have our good and bad times like most friendships do. She still ain't called this thing a relationship. Mm-hmm. 2 years. You ain't in a relationship yet. You still calling it a friendship and hanging out. We have good and bad times like most friendships do. No, what that's supposed to do, you have good and bad times like most relationships do. But you ain't girl or woman enough to say that because you know you ain't got nothing. Yet we continue to maintain the relationship. Now you won't try to call it a relationship. It's not a relationship. You're hanging out and you're friends. See, this is not a relationship. When you have a relationship, it's two people relate to each other on several levels. Okay, fast forward to today. I've just learned that I'm pregnant again. Yes, for the second time. I'm consulting with friends who feel that I should keep the pregnancy, but he, the father, is totally against it. Okay, first of all, let me tell you something. This is not a relationship. It's a friendship, nothing more. So what you keep trying to make it. Now let's deal with this. The father is totally against it. Listen to me. The reason he's totally against it is because he don't want nothing to do with something that's going to make him have to have something to do with you. Don't make me say this to you again. When a man is totally against a pregnancy, ain't committed no relationship to you, let me tell you what he's saying. He don't want nothing to do with something that's going to have something to do with you. You are an option, not a need or a requirement. You are merely an option. And that's why you're not in a relationship, because most of the time he opt to go do something else. And you let him. Here we go. He has other children from a previous relationship and does not want to start a family with me. I'm very unsure of what I should do. I want to be a mother one day, but not under these circumstances. That's the key. You want to be a mother, but not under these circumstances. Well, then guess what you got to do? You got to, in order to get out of these circumstances, you got to remove yourself from this situation. See, you can't be the other thing and then want to get treated all respectful and all that. You can't. Let me tell you something. You can't be on the front row if your tickets say balcony.
One more time.
You can't be on the front row if your tickets say balcony. You're just in the balcony. Now, you want to be a mother one day. You want somebody to love you and treat you with respect. But you allow yourself to be in a situation that's non-respectful and ain't giving you none of the things you want or require. This all going his way. I'm really afraid the damage it would be doing to your body if you terminate another pregnancy. I admit to my carelessness in irresponsible ways, but I'm in need of some strong guidance. Should I keep my pregnancy and prepare to be a single mother? Or should I terminate the pregnancy and hope for God forgives me? Ask God what you should do. But know this, God forgives all.
Yep.
So I don't know what you should do. I can't tell a woman to terminate pregnancy. I can't tell a woman to keep a baby. I believe in pro-choice when it comes to women. That's what I believe. You got to make a decision. But God forgives all. But what you need to do is remove yourself from this situation so you can quit getting stuck on stupid. Because this ain't working for you. This ain't working for you under no way. Get away from
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.